When I was camped out on the draw at the head of Cimarron, along came a stranger who wanted to augur so. He was an educated fellow, his word just came in herds, and he astonished the natives with his big jaw-breaking words. He asked us for some breakfast, he hadn't had a smell. We opened up the chuck box and bid him help himself. He took a plate of beefsteak, some bread, and some beans, and then began to talk about those fairy queens. He talked about the weather, rope spurs, and other things. He did not seem to know much about working on the range. Well, he just kept on spouting till he made the boys all sick, and they began to study just how to play a trick. He was traveling across the country, straight across the 70s. It seemed he'd lost his job down on the Santa Fe's. He'd had some trouble with his boss, he did not state the cause, but said he would like to get a fresh, fat saddle horse. Yes, we can let you have one, just fresh and fat as you please. This tickled the boys almost to death, they laughed down in their sleeves. So short he grabbed the lariat, he caught the zebra dun, and turned him to the stranger, then waited for the fun. Old Dunny's a rocky outlaw, and being very wild, he could paw the white owl of the moon every jump for over a mile. Old Dunny stood quite still and did not seem to know the stranger had him saddled when he was fixing up to go. But when that chap mounted, old Dunny quit the earth. He traveled perpendicular for all he was worth. Old Dunny pitched and bellowed just like some yearling calf. Stranger was sitting in his saddle just twirling his mustache. He thumbed him in the neck and he spurred him as he whirled to show us flunky punchers he's the wolf of the world. Old Dunny picked up his head and decided to let him ride. It hurt the old boy's feelings, he'd rather to have died. He turned him back to the camp, he'd pitched for over a mile. Stranger being very tired, though he began to smile. He rode up and dismounted, said, "Aye, you need not go. I can give you a lasting job and bank you up with dough. If you can sling the catgut just like your old Don, well, you're the man I've been a-looking for just since the year of one. Well, I can sling the catgut and do not do it slow. I catch by both 4 feet 9 times out of 10 for dough. And when the herd's stampeding, I'm right there on the spot. I put them back to milling like stirring in the pot. But there's one thing for certain, and that you cannot scorn. All educated fellows are not greenhorns."